VFW.
Happy Friday, so you the only one around this morning?
It's me and myself.
Good this morning, I didn't want to get up.
It's been a nasty day today.
I was telling him I was just checking the weather in the car.
As he gets, it was already sprinkling on me and Greer.
Right. Figure we'll get rain all weekend, and what it looks like.
Up to just 20% tomorrow, and then I think tomorrow morning. And then Sunday's supposed to be decent, I believe. No rain, at least.
That Saturday morning, a little bit of rain, and dropping off by midday, and then in the evening, it should be gone. So they have Saturday and Sunday. Plans for the weekend?
See that last movie of The Chosen on Saturday. But other than that, that's about it.
Can get to the theaters. Shoot, I don't think I got anything planned to go on this weekend.
Well, with some downtime. I was looking and it's like, man, I'm going to have to start cutting grass here pretty soon.
Pollen's starting to come out. Bradford pear trees are starting to do their thing, so we're not far off.
The tractor's got a low tire. The darn them Bradford pears that just pop up everywhere. They're like a hybrid, and they got these thorns on them, and I got a couple of them in my tire.
Pop a little bit. I want to clean up the backyard and start getting rid of all their junk and stuff that... If we had anything around the storage building like the old dog, we had one of them dog igloos my boys got out there, and they did what boys did. They ended up busting it up. We weren't using it anymore, but dang, it made a mess.
I always end up taking a bunch and make a run, usually on either Friday evening or Saturday.
Yeah, because they close so daggum early.
The one by me is still 6 o'clock on Saturday.
The landfill, I think that's what I'm talking about. The landfill down off of the one near Lake Cooley. Man, that thing closes really early on Saturday. Like 12:30.
That O'Neill Convenience Center. And it's not far from the house. And it just closed on Sunday and Mondays, but it opens like at 7, and then don't close until 6.
Household waste to that one?
They got a spot for just household waste, and a spot for brush, and a dumpster for metal, and then they got the oil dumps, and then they got the electronics and everything like that, and then if you want to recycle cardboard, they got that.
I thought the landfill was all the place you could do that.
Not for old paint, stuff like that. It works. I mean, it works good for me because it's only like 3 or 4 miles from the house.
Convenient.
In the morning or like when I get off of work, I get home about, 4:45, load up the truck, get there about 5:15, you just drive right in, dump and go.
I hate dealing with the ones that the landfill. I mean, some of the guys that work there, they take it a little too seriously, which, I know people make mistakes, I'm sure, but you don't want to mix waste streams. It's just like, you got to tell them every little thing, and then they'll explain to you, tell you where to go park and all this, and it's like, man, it sucks.
Try to go twice in the same day at this one, dude. He'll catch you for sure. And that, but yeah, you just pull in, and if you got, brush and tires and stuff like that, you go to the right. And that, the only problem is they have, like, 3 or 4 spots for that, and then they have only 2 spots to back in for your dump, and you have to back into a building to dump.
Even more to the landfill where they got individual dumpsters kind of over a rail, and you got to back into them, but... metal's got to go in this color, and household waste here, and it's weird. Explain it, because you never know whether it's your first time there or your 100th time there, so I guess I do get it.
Dude, they would check your registration and give you a sticker to put on your truck, you know. And if you weren't from Greenville County, you couldn't dump there, but they don't even do that anymore.
They used to do that as a big landfill. Like, if you ever got to go to the, you know, where all the commercial places drop, you'd have to show your license there for Spartanburg County. But the one where the residents use now, which is just basically a bunch of dumpsters, I don't think I've ever had them ask me about my driver's license there just to be able to show I'm in Spartanburg County. But that is kind of interesting. I hadn't even thought about that.
Keep driving slow this today out on the interstate. They're like 10 under.
You know, usually I take my time. I'm right around like 64 miles an hour on the 85. I don't usually try to go too fast, but if I got to start passing people, they something wrong.
Yeah, you're right. That's the same with me. Mine in passing.
Time ago, unfortunately, the hard way, that just might as well just take my time and get there when I get there. That's usually like, well, when we go to the beach, I let the wife drive because she'll go a little bit faster than I will.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride and enjoy the view.
If you'd be in a hurry, you're going to get there whenever you get there.
They don't need the extra stress. And then now they're, you know, they're watching 85 and 26 and 95 pretty heavy this week.
Drivers are out this morning. I don't know what's going on.
Friday over with.
Understand. I mean, dang, I've been thinking about what time I get to leave work today. Hopefully it's a little bit early.
4 o'clock like every other day.
Overtime down, you know, 7-8 hours a week, max.
For overtime, do they?
We get straight time for overtime. So because I have employees up under me, they pay us the straight time for our overtime. So we don't get the time and a half, but we do get paid a little bit for everything over 40.
Didn't know if they did that or if you got the comp it.
Just the straight time, which I'm okay with that. At least it's a little something for going over 40. I mean, I definitely don't complain about it.
Where Mama worked, she was working 2 to 3 days, and then they cut her back to just one day, but now she's picking up some shifts, hosting a little bit. Yesterday, she walked over 11,000 steps.
Part-time.
Can work a couple of days and draw Social Security and still make the same amount as if she was working 40.
So at least she can stay below 40. That gives her some extra time and not have to worry about doing the full week and all that. So that's good.
Drawing, she's allowed to make like about 20 grand without affecting anything.
What my parents do, I think my dad, he works at the little gas station in Ingles, gives him something to do, and then my mom actually works in Ingles doing whatever she does, hanging tags or something. Doing, let's make a little extra money.
Going now, you and I probably won't never get to fully retire.
Work asked me about it yesterday or the day before, I can't remember. Told him I try not to think about it because it's too far off to even worry about. So, you know, I got another 20 years really before I can think about it. So, maybe a little bit less. By then, it'll be pushed up, possibly. So, who knows?
Old Nikki was saying it was 65 was too young, and it's like, yeah. I mean, after you work 40 something years, I mean, that's plenty.
By then, you should be able to sit back and enjoy yourself a little bit, but I don't know. I figure you might as well get it done now, just don't know if you're going to make it that long. On the internal antenna, KO4CE.
About the internal antenna.
See if you can still hear me all right.
Pretty good. It's not too bad. And then I swapped my antenna myself, too.
What for your call?
A little cheap, maybe about an 18-inch NMO mount. antenna, and I took the one off of the truck. It was, because I wasn't using it, it was a Comet, CA SX4 or something, or whatever. Anyway, it's got several loading coils on it, and it seems to work pretty good.
Getting back and forth between the antenna I can put on the roof to the one that's kind of hanging in the A-pillar. Because right now, I mean, it's just, it don't pick up as good. I can tell the difference between the two. I hate to know how it sounds on the other end.
Static, but I mean, I can understand you.
Interference, too, and I don't know why. I don't know. It's just a weird setup. Like, these red lights out of work, man. They put off some RF.
All that's getting worse and worse just over the last few years.
Enforce, though. Nobody's going to follow the rules if you don't enforce them.
The American companies hold to a standard, but if you buy it off of Amazon, there is no standard.
100% true, so. Well, Ken, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be safe, have a good weekend, and hopefully we'll holler at you at least Monday morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Awesome day. Maybe you can get out of there early, and I'll catch you maybe over the weekend. KN4GFW 7-3.